We're doing the Doshat Ha'aman Torah Shem Tmimah, page Samach Tet in the Beit Ayin edition, page Tzadi in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban had been discussing the verses of creation. The Ramban discussed that creation began with the most minuscule form of matter. The Ramban explained how creation was an evolvement in sophistication, that as we proceed through the days of creation, the creatures that are created get more and more sophisticated. And then the Ramban tackled the idea that Hashem said, "Let us make man," and the Ramban explained, "Us means me and earth. Earth will provide the physical matter, I will provide the spiritual matter." And Hashem said, the man we form should be like us, in our form. What does it mean in our form? Because man's form has two components. The body, well, the body is like the earth. Just like the earth has a half-life, the earth decomposes, so too man decomposes. In that sense, man's form is like the earth's form. It is earthly. It is physical. V'nefesh b'tzelem elyon. And the soul, that's in the form of what's above. She'ina guf. The soul is not something physical. V'lo yimshol aleha havaya v'efsed. And so the soul is eternal. The soul never wears down. Ken piresh Rabbi Yosef Kimchi zal v'upirush tov nachon. This is how Rabbi Yosef Kimchi explained, and it's a good explanation. Yes, sir.
Why does the Ramban say nefesh?
I don't know. The word, we have words in Hebrew that mean a general concept and a specific within that concept. Meaning sometimes the word nefesh could mean only that part of life which is called nefesh, as opposed to ruach and neshama, etc. And sometimes the word nefesh encompasses the whole being. Meaning all of life can be called nefesh. So you have this in a few places. The word nevuah can mean any type of prophecy. It can be encompassing to include nevuah and ruach hakodesh and bat kol, a lot of things. And then the word nevuah could mean the specific level of nevuah within the general concept of nevuah. The word malach can mean one of 11 levels of angels, but the word malach is also one level within the different levels of angels. You have saraf, you have chaya, yes, you have different levels of angels, one of them is malach. Chashmal, yeah. So you have that in Lashon HaKodesh. So the word nefesh, I think, is both. It's both a level within the general term, and it's also the general term for life. And here I think he means life. He means all of it. And don't wonder, how come it says, I and the earth will make man. Does earth make man? God makes man. What does it mean, let us make man, you and I, earth and I? Just like it says, earth produced the grass, earth produced the animals, as though earth had a choice and earth was doing something. Can you maltase? So just like the terminology in creation describes earth as though earth was active in creation and producing the trees, etc., so too it can be described as though the earth is active in forming man. Kiktiv etzpri osepri. Look, it says the tree will be a fruit-bearing tree and the tree will produce fruit. The tree produces fruit, God produces fruit. Yes, but we call it that. And you see that the verses even later on in the Torah describe how the crops, the earth will produce crops for 3 years. When it describes if you keep Shemitah, so sometimes you'll need 3 years worth of crops because you won't be dealing with the field. So Hashem says, don't worry, the earth will produce you 3 years worth of crops. Is it the earth or God producing? Well, because it's coming out of the earth, so sometimes it's described as though the earth is doing it. And now the Ramban concludes. He says, I came here in this speech to show you how the Torah teaches you many, many aspects of life, all forms of wisdom that you might want to attain, you could find within the Torah. So I began by discussing Bereishis. But The whole idea of creation is very deep. I need your doubt, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. But you know what? Even what I do know, I'm not really allowed to tell you. I only came to explain this verse. Because so many people got confused with that first verse of creation when it says, initially God created the heaven and the earth was tohu va-vohu. So he says, really, I don't know all the depths of about creation. And what I do know, I'm not allowed to tell publicly. I had to explain what? I'm not allowed to tell. No, because these are the secrets of understanding Hashem. And you have to be on a very high level to be able to get to understand it correctly. If we try to attain it when we don't have enough background, we will misunderstand it, and our misunderstanding can end up being paganism.
It's like this concept that people are studying like Kabbalistic texts without having a deeper understanding of the general Torah.
People not understanding which text? I didn't hear the word you said.
Like general Torah texts, like they start looking at the Kabbalistic concepts.
Right, yeah, that's exactly this idea, yeah. Kabbalistic concepts, that's why they're called nistar. We keep them hidden because most people, even what they think they understand, they misunderstand. Even if they think they're ready, they're not going to get it right. They're not going to understand correctly. That too. כמו שיתרף פירוש רבי אברהם במתרותיהם של רבותינו כמו ברשת רבה צייר גדול היה לו ככם אלא שמצא לו סמנים טובים שסייעו אותו ומים תוהו ובוהו ואור וחושך ומים. In the Medrash you see that there were a lot of people who were confused about how to understand the verse. You had this non-Jew who came and said, oh, your God was such an artist. It says a philosopher once came to Rabbi Gamliel and said, your God was such an artist, but he had good material to work with. Tohu, vohu, air, darkness, water. Ratzah zeh agoy lomar shehakadosh baruch hu bevirat haolam tzayaru, meaning this Gentile viewed the description of creation as, look at what an artist God is. Kolomar poel u'motzi devar mitavar. Meaning what he was trying to say is that God didn't create anything. God was taking materials that were there and using them. Ulai shama data Platon shu sever shalom bevayato mechudash ela shatev kadmon shekashe alav devar hafisa. Maybe he was with Plato's philosophy that Plato, the way we see it, is Plato said the world is a new creation, but nature always was, because Plato thought that you can't have a vacuum. He said you can't have a situation where there was no world and then there was a world. That was Plato's claim. So this non-Jew wanted to say, you see, the Torah thinks so too. Because in the beginning of creation it says, earth was tohu vavohu. When Rabbi Gamliel heard the way he wanted to misinterpret the verse, he said, his soul can blow up. What is he talking about? That's ridiculous. You see, throughout creation, it says Hashem was boreh. Hashem created. Created means yesh me'ayin. It wasn't. There was a vacuum, and then it was. Hevi rayam l'shon briyah she'amtzat davar yesh me'ayin. Rabbi Gamliel over there in the Midrash says the word briyah means yesh me'ayin, means creation from nothing. So he says, that's why I had to explain. Because for generations, people have been stumbling among these verses, trying to explain it in all kinds of convoluted ways, and they're getting it wrong. So that's why I had to come and write this, even though I myself say that there's so much about creation that I don't understand, and even what I do understand, I'm not allowed to reveal. But this much I had to explain because people keep getting it wrong. And the only reason I discussed let us make man is because of this nation that's so confused. That they always come and ask me, you Jews, you believe there's only one God, so how come It says, let us make man. וידעתי שכולכם ידעתם זו שכבר כתבו החכם הנזכר. So he says, I know that you guys all know this, because the Chacham I mentioned earlier, the Rav Yosef Kimchi, who's mentioned in the Radak, he already brought this explanation, so of you guys already knew this. So I made mention of it, but at the end of the day, you guys for sure all knew that that's the interpretation of Na'aseh Adam, let us, me and the earth, make men.